The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, apologies to Steve. Yes, what we're going to do is give your details off air to Diego, and he will answer your question because it's not to do with the floor clause. And that's exactly what we're going to be speaking about for the next 10 to 15 minutes. First of all, I want to give you the contact details because you could, if you have a mortgage here in Spain, you could be entitled to lots and lots of money. So have a listen to this. Feel free to use the time wisely whilst Diego is here from Fairways Lawyers. It's the number is 952 784 000. The WhatsApp is 645 996795, or you can email studio@tre.radio. Welcome to the show, Diego Echevarria.
Hello, good morning. Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Now, I've been talking about this for the last couple of hours. We know it's the mortgage called the mortgage floor clause, or clausula suelus. And we've said to everybody, you know, you need to know more. So what exactly is it? Can you explain in your own words?
Well, very summarized. This is a clause which was mis-sold by Spanish banks between 2001 and 2010, approximately. And all the mortgages which were sold on those years had a clause which, you know, the interest rate never will come down, not less than 3% or 4.5%. What happened in Spain and the rest of Europe, the interest rate went down to 0.1 after 2011 for 10 years approximately till the last year. So the banks have been charging for 10 years the wrong interest to all these clients, to all the people who bought a property in Spain with a mortgage during those years. So instead of paying 1% or 0%, people have end up paying 3 or 4% for years, which it means, you know, in a mortgage of 150,000 euros, it means you're paying 300 euros extra every month for 10 years. It could reach easily to 15 or 20,000 euros.
Wow. So how have the banks been able to get away with that? It doesn't sound legal to me.
Well, the banks, you know, they got a... In 2016, the Supreme Court in Spain and in the European Court passed ruling stating, you know, that all these mortgages were illegal, and the banks were forced to renegotiate with all the clients all these clauses. But most of the banks haven't done it. So they left, you know, these claims up to the clients to do it, which is wrong, because most of the clients, you know, have been misled by the banks, or they haven't been properly informed. So a lot of people have not been able to claim because they were not, they didn't know, they were not informed, or the banks, you know, have not told them, you know, they were entitled for a claim.
Okay. Now, if any of our listeners are listening and they have a mortgage here in Spain, just tell us the years. It was arranged between 2002 and...
2010 or 11, more or less.
Okay. And what do people need? Do they need certain documents?
Well, those people who maybe have sold their property in the last 5 years, having a mortgage signed in those years, are still entitled to claim for the extra interest or these illegal interest they have overpaid, or the people who are still paying the mortgage, you know, with their banks on the basis of that mortgage being signed in those years, they are entitled for the claim.
Okay.
Is that clear enough? Or
yes, it is. Yeah. It is clear enough. How long will it take if somebody contacts you and says, right, I think I might be entitled? How long will it take to sort out?
Well, the banks, you know, unfortunately, they don't reach any agreement because, you know, they don't want to pay. They don't want to really get in any agreement with the clients. And that's what happened with most of the expats here in Spain, that the banks, you know, knew that most of the expats were not aware of all these because they were in the UK. So most of the English were not even aware. So now we come to the point that we have to start to claim from scratch. And it means that it will take maybe 1 or 2 years, depending on the court, because we will have to go to court. There is no agreement out of court.
Okay. And do you do this on a no-win, no-fee basis?
Yes, we do it on no-win, no-fee basis, and we'll pay for, I mean, our solicitors and our barristers. Plus, we have an accountant who does all the calculations for the claims. and all the expenses, you know, to, you know, for the process, you know, we pay all that on our behalf. And the client, you know, only have to pay us, you know, when he receives the final amount from the bank, which, as I said before, it can take 18 months, 2 years, maybe 1 year. It depends on its court in Spain.
And have you had lots of people claiming so far?
Yeah, really a lot. Really, we are now having a lot of new clients. But it's still, you know, I'm trying to do much advertising as much as I can, because, you know, most of the experts for the UK, the English buyers, you know, were not aware of all this. So it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to explain all this, because most of the people, you know, don't understand. But I want to focus on really on the people who sold their properties in the last 4 or 5 years, and they might now recall they have a mortgage, and it's opportunity still, you know, to do a claim.
Okay, Diego, we have a caller. Let's see if they want to ask a question about the floor clause. Good afternoon. Who's there, please?
Good afternoon, it's George from Alicante.
Hi, George.
One of the things I'd like to know, we've had a mortgage since 2003.
Yes.
But the bank has gone bust or sold, and the bank that took that over went bust and gone sold. So it's happened 3 times. So am I still eligible for a claim? Will they still honour the claim from the original bank?
Good question.
Yes, that's really a really common case, you know, that most of the banks who were granting mortgages in those years have been taken over by another banks. So yes, we'll process the claim against the latest bank. All right. So for your case, which was the bank you were borrowed the
money?
Bankaja.
Yeah.
And that was taken over by Sabadell.
Bankia.
Yeah. Bankia. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, it was in the days of all the banks going bust.
Yeah, yes. I remember very well. Yeah, and some banks have been merged to having, you know, been taken over 3 times. All right, so so this might be the case. Yeah,
is there anything in the documents that I'll have that'll indicate my eligibility? I mean, it's all in Spanish, of course, but is there any wording or anything that will indicate anything?
Well, we always try to focus, you know, on the mortgage deeds, but that's a document which most of the clients don't have it, all right? They don't have it, but, you know, we are able to get a copy of that. If not, you know, we'll look into the bank statements on the mortgage payments on the last 2 or 3 years. We'll check, you know, what was your mortgage interest, the interest you were paying in those years. In its mortgage installment or payment, when you open the file on your online banking, you can tell, you know, the interest rate you're paying, the amount of capital you were paying, and the interest as well. So that's.
Has it all got to be done online? Because I'm a bit of a online dinosaur, I'm afraid.
right.
Well, we can give you Diego's details at the very end, and maybe you can have a chat with him, maybe go and see Diego.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah. Well, you can drop me an email and we can start from there, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Thank you.
All right,
very much.
George, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. We've had a couple more questions for you, Diego. Valen the Costa Blanca says, I have a mortgage here. Does it matter if I'm a resident or if it's a holiday home?
No, it doesn't make any difference, all right? If it's a holiday home or it's your resident. It's just, you know, the kind of mortgage that the client has signed for in those years.
Okay.
So it's no difference.
And a WhatsApp from Klaus in the Costa Blanca. He said, is this just for British people?
No, it's for any nationality, you know, but I'm focused on the British market because I knew that all of them, they were missold these mortgages. And most of the Spanish people have already claimed for this, you know. But on the other side, you know, the experts, you know, they're not aware or they haven't claimed, most of them.
Okay. And one final one. This is from Trevor in Campanillo. It is from Trevor in Campanillo. What is the difference between the floor clause or the clausula suelo or suelo hipotecario?
It's the same.
It's the same thing.
It's more or less the same definition. Yeah.
Oh, just a different name.
Yeah, but it's the same. It means the same.
Okay, that's good to
know. It means basically that, you know, the lowest interest that you are paying is established by the bank. So you, and your mortgage, you can never pay below 3%, which is illegal.
It sounds it. I don't know how they were able to get away with it for so long. It's terrible. So if people are listening and like I say, they think they want to chat to you, is it best to email you then?
Yeah, they can email me or WhatsApp me. It's 60-6307-885, whatever. Or my email, diego@fairwaylawyers.com.
diego@fairwaylawyers.com. And I have the website up here because there's obviously lots more that you do as well as that. So the website is fairwaylawyers.com. Diego, it's fascinating stuff. It really is. I mean, I want to talk to you personally myself because my bank was the same as George's and the bank went and somebody else took over and you just don't know where you are.
Right. That's crazy. That's what happened to a lot of people, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for being on the show with us today.
Just 1 minute, yeah, you know.
Sure.
So I just want to, by coincidence, yesterday, you know, the European Court in Brussels have passed a new claim, which opened a new window for claims for IRPH mortgages, which is another interest rate, which, you know, a lot of mortgages in those years were linked to this interest, like UCI banks and other banks in Spain. This is called IRPH, which in English is IRPH, which is another interest rate, which was not the same as the other interest rate of the other mortgages.
And the interest rate of the mortgages was the annual percentage rate, the APR.
The APR, it's a different interest, which was out of control. And now has been dismissed or has been cancelled by the European Supreme Court.
Yeah, okay. Well, if any of our listeners are driving or don't have a pen to hand, I have all Diego's details here. The email address again is diego@fairwaylawyers.com. Diego, thank you for being on today's show.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
For hosting me. Thank you.
Talk Radio Europe.